I got Dr. Kim DeAramo on the show again for round two. She's a physician, best-selling author of The Mind-Body Toolkit, and the founder of the American Institute of the Mind-Body Medicine. Kim was on the show not too long ago, and we were talking about EFT tapping and how she has all these amazing results from autoimmune disease like Hashimoto's, MS, genetic diseases, childhood trauma, anxiety, depression. The list goes on. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
I'm excited to jump in today because we were talking. You said, Joel, why are your hands blue? So anybody that's watching on video, you can see my hands are blue. And I go, well, Kim, I've had this toe disorder for the last 6 months and I kind of got scared about it. I didn't know what to do. And a practitioner recently told me, I think you have this symptom. Why don't you try putting methylene blue on? And you gave me some really, really good advice. And I love that what you said. You really coached me through it. And I even felt a subtle energy just drop of like, wow, like, yeah, I don't need all these bells and whistles. And I told you, I've been doing red light. I've been doing DC electric current. I've been doing all these things and I've seen nothing happen. Can you just share kind of what you walked me through? Because I think it's really important for people to hear this. And then we'll get into what's new and good and what you got going on.
Yeah, always it's about the truth. When we connect with the truth, that was the shift you felt, is when we call out that truth of where there's a layer holding me back from my own inner connection. And, it's just listening really deeply as you describe, I had these symptoms and I'm no big deal. And just marching on. And then whoa, it got worse and nothing was working. Now I'm really scared. And a lot of times that happens when we're disconnected with the body. The body's constantly sending us messages, it's communicating with us. But if we're living in some kind of disconnection with ourselves or suppression, which it's usually unconscious, the body's going to manifest symptoms that get really loud. And the more we just kind of try to override it, the more it kind of starts screaming instead of a whisper. And then that's when we get scared because it's getting our attention, but we're disconnected. We don't understand what's going on. And it's super, super scary. So if you're either having weird symptoms and you're oh, I don't know, I'm blowing it off, or the opposite, whoa, this is really getting my attention, but I'm scared. That's always some level of disconnection with our internal, our we're not listening and present. And like you, I had that same kind of alignment years back where I wanted to go and do amazing things in the world. And I was super inspired and had a lot of clarity, but there was this underlying, I got to get there. I got to do it. There's an urgency to it. And what I saw for myself was a fear of failure. I got to overcome, I got to achieve, I got to get above it. And that can create that same disconnection where I don't have time for this. I'm not going to let it slow me down. So I see a lot of people with chronic fatigue syndrome and the immune system is so suppressed. They won't clear Lyme disease or Epstein-Barr virus or COVID or, fill in the blank. So it will be diagnosed as an infectious disease. But the primary disruption is where am I in disconnection and self-suppression. And so if we start to open up okay, body, let me have a look, what's going on? And instead of seeing the body as this nuisance that's going to hold us back, which was certainly where I was at in the past, no, my body's actually serving me. We're going together. My body is my ally in everything that I'm creating. So I can open to a new sense of presence to receive the symptoms, but actually the wisdom and the messaging of oh, I can let this go. I can let go of any fear. I can let go of any urgency that I have that I don't already know I am what I'm seeking. So you let go of that layer and the body is in now a new energetic connection. And that's really so essential for the deep healing.
Yeah. And you mentioned even to me, Joel, what comes up for you? That was what you asked me. And I said, frustration, annoyance, and then now fear. And you said, yeah, well, here you are running and gunning, which is the typical entrepreneur. I know. And I love that you said that, achievement, success, I'm on the go. I want to accomplish big, big things. I think a lot of the entrepreneurs you work with, this is what they're doing and they're running themselves ragged. And I feel great overall, other than this, but I do feel like the toes are slowing me down. It's this is just a waste of my time. Come on, hurry up and heal so I can get back to what I need to do. And you said, well, that's your problem. You're not connected. You got to get connected. So I think everyone can relate to this. That's why I really wanted to dive into this. What's something that's simple that you can do if someone's listening? They're like, oh my God, I have exactly what Joel is expressing. What's a simple thing they can do to start getting more connected and stop running from their problems.
So one easy thing is to feel what is coming up around this. Like you said, it's annoying or I'm frustrated, or then it gets worse. There's fear. So you're a lot more self-aware that you can call out those emotions right away. So a lot of people I work with are not. So I'll have them feel into the physical symptoms and we'll either do tapping or do some other mind body work. Just acknowledging the physical will then bring up what's under it with like, I'm afraid this is going to get worse, or this is really holding me back. So like some of the thoughts, and then the emotions come, you have the awareness of fear or the awareness of like, oh, I'm embarrassed that I've got this issue, or, oh, I'm just so angry. You'll be more aware of the emotions. And so that's really where the magic happens, is when we begin to be with those emotions, not do something about them, not figure them out, not make them go away, actually let them in and feel like breathe through. You are now moving the energy that's at the core of the disruption. You're moving the energy. So energy is always moving. Emotions are energy in motion. And so is that energy moving fluidly and you feel this lightness and joy, or is the energy moving in like a scattered way that's suppressed? You're not going to actually stagnate the energy. It's just going to circle around itself over and over and like waste a lot of energy and exhaust you, but it's still trying to move. So chronic pain, chronic inflammation, chronic diseases. I've seen so many people with inflammatory bowel diseases, Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, all kinds of digestive issues, chronic pain, migraines, headaches, even cancer. These are all shown to have this same inflammatory response at the root. And then for people like yourself, it gets super like, you know, sophisticated. I've got a mitochondrial disorder. And now you're like working at that level and you're like, oh, it's just like keeping you busy, because suppressing your energy or your emotions is going to necessitate that you like double down on that every day, and you got to work harder and harder and harder to do it. Whereas if you let the energy release, it's just not there anymore. There's harmony, your body's in flow and your body heals itself. So one way to do that is you soften your body when you feel the frustration or just the physical symptom that gets your attention. You soften and you let that energy come up and you actually don't suppress it. And you look, okay, what does it feel like to be this annoyed? And you do like 5 or 10 breaths, but with a soft body, it's going to actually unwind that energy, which fascinatingly might have nothing to do with the last however many months of something happening. It might be like when you were 3 and someone told you, you can't have that. You don't deserve to have everything you want, or like some weird download went into your nervous system and it actually like suppresses your core energy. And that can be locked in there until, you know, you're 30 years old. You're like, I want to go out and be in the world and do what I dream. And now something crazy will come up to like ignite that energy because you're asking to live beyond it. And so it might seem totally not associated, but it will bring you back to that exactly core wound, and the emotions will be the same. The sensations will be the same. But now you can just say, all right, I'm willing to feel everything that's in this nugget, known and unknown. You don't have to know where it came from. And your breath can move it. You are a healing machine.
I love that. And on that note, when just the process that you're talking about, when people start to do that presence and essentially that presence exercise, softening, releasing, you know, last time we were talking, you taught us the instant elevation technique. I'm curious, how fast have you seen people's symptoms go away? And this is not everybody, but how fast have you seen someone like my toes, for example, chronic pain, chronic inflammation for 6 months? How fast have you seen people just starting?
Sometimes immediately, within minutes, like severe chronic low back pain. This one guy was on narcotics. He was like an avid cyclist, and he was a lot coming up around being frustrated, but then underneath was this like shame, like I'm not out with my group. What does my wife think? I'm just like on the couch. I can't do anything. So all these layers, because he felt safe enough, came out, and it was like 4 minutes. He had zero back pain after years of severe, you know, unrelenting back pain. I've also seen things like what you're talking about with the toes, severe, severe screaming flagrant cellulitis, you know, within 12 hours, really start to have a significant, you know, clearing up. It's healing, it's resolving after, you know, nothing's working and three courses of antibiotics. So it depends on what is the physical thing, what does the body need to do to regenerate that, how much energy is here in the body for that regenerative process. But when we do the deep work, it can be very, very quick.
Wow, that's so cool. I wanted to just touch on something you mentioned, which is you said make this pain or make this frustration your ally. And I thought, wow, that is such a great idea. You hear like great people talk about acceptance or surrender, but to make something your ally, I think that's even beyond surrender. And I was just thinking about like my marriage, and I talk about this openly. Like I've been married for 12 years and 10 of those years, it was an absolute wreck. And just nothing crazy, but just emotionally, 1 week was bad, 1 week was good. And it was just never, it felt stable. And over the last 2 years, I've had major, major breakthroughs. And one of the big things I did was what you just said in that space that made the possibility to create something from nothing, basically, was I started treating my wife and my kids as my ally instead of something I was fighting against, trying to, like, again, like you said, trying to achieve, trying to win, trying to do a certain technique to get better. I didn't do any of that. I accepted all my responsibility. I put it all on my shoulders, and not in a stressful way, in a sense that I owned it. Whatever was mine was mine. And I didn't judge them. I didn't blame them. Everything was, they just became my allies. And I think that's just so fascinating. And you're doing that. I did that with my marriage, so I can absolutely resonate that with health. And I'm thinking just how powerful too that can be for others. I mean, that's a big shift to make your illness your ally. Can you talk about that?
What's coming up with the quote illness, and like I said, everything that's underneath it is actually calling you to recognize something you're holding that's reflecting. It's just reflecting it, but you're holding this thing, whether it's like fear of failure or I'm not okay as I am, so I've got to achieve more. That isn't serving you and you're not aware of it. You're not conscious of it. You're like, this is a good thing because I'm motivated, but not realizing it's actually not going to get you where you really want to go. And so if you didn't have that illness knocking the crap out of you, you really wouldn't look, you wouldn't bother. You'd be like 10 years later on the same trajectory, not realizing, oh, I could unhook from this and like 10X soar forward exponentially more powerfully. So it's what you don't know that you don't know. But when you begin to see, all right, if this were happening for me, what would it be showing me? What could I see that I don't currently see? Or maybe part of me doesn't want to see because I think it's going to be just more work. It's never going to be more work. It's actually going to set you free.
That is so, so good. And that is the root cause of, I think, everything. And that is why most people I see stumble and fail, because they don't want to do that deep work, or there's not even, and I'll tell you, for me, like I wasn't even, like you said, I love what you said. I wasn't conscious that it was a problem. And it took me a while for my wife to make me more conscious. Thank God she did. And I think a lot of us aren't conscious when it comes to our health. We don't have that sense of awareness. And I also love that you said a mitochondrial dysfunction. How many of us are thinking that the next pill, the next potion, the next supplement's going to heal us, and none of that matters? Can you balance your mind? Can you be present? That is the key, I think, of everything. So really, really neat. I don't know if you had anything else you want to say, but I wanted to start asking you about tapping and what's new and exciting. But did you have any final comments on that one?
I'll just add, like, the sophisticated level that we sometimes get on, the body can heal itself, and it's exponentially more sophisticated than you'll ever be in your lifetime. So it's great to learn new ways of doing it, but you also have to be in surrender, because you're just going to keep spinning out of more and more and more stuff that you got to fix, and like another red light therapy and another this and that. And yeah, if you're using them to nurture yourself, but if you're using them to keep running from the dragon, it's not serving you. And you got to like surrender. The life force that created you actually has all of it covered.
Does that happen to you? I mean, I hold you in high regard as someone who really gets this stuff at a high level, at a really high level. You understand health at a high level than most. But because of that, I find myself, is the more I've evolved and understood these things, and, you know, like works of Dispenza and some of the others, some of the great metaphysical healers in the world, sometimes I find myself almost being too evolved, and then I confuse myself. Does that ever happen to you, or do you see yourself doing that? You go, "Oh, body, let me come back."
Oh yeah, 100%. You're like using your own intelligence to micromanage the thing, the business issue, the money issue, the relationship, the health issue. And what you'll find if you're really present in the body, you're here, you're listening, you'll feel the discord of that. You'll feel where it's like 2% off. This is not actual freedom. I'm still digging. And there's a subtle difference between like, yeah, I'm super psyched, I'm learning all this stuff, where it's a high frequency, but there comes a point where you're like, this is not actually freedom. My whole life revolves around this now. I'm not buying it anymore. And you finally let go. And so surrender is always more powerful than anything I could do myself. So sometimes, yeah, it's like further down the road and I have to keep it in check, because you're like, no, I've got to let go. I've got to be a better receiver than I am a doer. And until you master that, you're just always going to be busy.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, you nailed it. All right. I want to jump into, if anybody didn't hear our last episode, they can go in. Like I said, all the things we talked about, EFT, tapping, how you've helped so many people with chronic illnesses, anxiety, depression, and then just all the other autoimmune. But talk to anybody that hasn't heard that one or has the time, just talk briefly about what is EFT, what is tapping? And I mean, anybody who's serious that's listening, like, okay, Joel, you mean to tell me if I tap a couple of times here and I tap a couple of times on these meridian points, all of a sudden I'm going to get better? It just sounds too ridiculous. So Kim, tell them why they're wrong and why tapping and how it works.
So your brain wave frequencies are sort of like governing everything happening in your system, your nervous system, your immune system, your endocrine system. There's a governing frequency. So if you're in your beta brain wave, which is like doing my thing, processing, like the computer is on full force. You're in the programming of like what you already know, what you've learned. Yeah, I know I got to do this. And of course you can't do that. So assumptions, conclusions, belief systems, and you're running those programs. And anybody who's done meditation understands like you got to release that and come slower into like the alpha state or even the theta state to allow new information in, to allow higher functioning, new awareness, like the billion-dollar idea, all of a sudden, oh my God, I could just do it that way. That will not occur to you when you're in beta, because beta is like, I'm moving and grooving, I already know what I'm doing, thanks, I don't have time for that. You're not letting new information in. And so what is happening in your system is kind of the regular status quo of what your immune system functioning is, what your mitochondria functioning is. It's all in the program. So we like your cortisol and stress hormones, like everything is governed by that beta state. So once you shift that, it actually shifts your physiology. It allows your body to be in greater resilience, greater harmony. That's why just meditating alone is going to be healing. But the major, major thing is letting in new information and new awareness. So what we talked about, you know, before we came on of like, oh, whoa, yeah, there is a little way I'm, you know, leaving myself behind to run on to the next thing. And it isn't as fully grounded in my foundation as I could be. And so that insight, like you've got to be super receptive to let that in. And most people would be like, no, but I am doing the right thing. And you don't understand. It's really threatening to let in new information, because we make ourselves wrong. And why didn't I get this sooner? And this idea, especially for men, I got to already know it. I'm in charge. People are counting on me. And it's almost like a deficiency if I don't already know. So letting new information in is no joke. It can be very threatening to the psyche and the system. But when we do come into a lower, slower brainwave state, which is what happens with tapping, we let new information in. It's very easy to have the insight and the awareness and the realization of like, oh, whoa, there's a lot of fear here, and to let those energies move. So tapping is a way to sort of counterbalance that high beta frequency, the faster brainwave state, to slow it down so we can perceive at a deeper level.
Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I understand that the alpha, the beta, the theta. And so tapping, I didn't realize though, I just literally thought when you're tapping, and I study Chinese medicine, not to the extent you have, but I wholeheartedly believe in it. I think there's a lot of good science and a lot of good results that show it works. I just assumed it had everything to do with just the meridians and you're kind of like opening up those chakras or those channels, but you're actually saying it affects brainwave states.
Yes, it's directly feeding into the amygdala. So everything you just said, and it's feeding into that core reptilian brain that's like our reactive pathways. All of our hormones, all of our automated nervous system settings are programmed into that. So you're kind of like getting to the hard drive of the computer, so to speak. And yes, you're clearing and neutralizing the meridian channels that govern how that information is distributed throughout your body. So it's kind of both.
Wow, that's powerful, because from what I've learned, you can only, if you want to manifest, if you want to be, you have to be present, number one. You have to be present. You have to like kind of enter this super consciousness state. And that usually happens starting with alpha, then kind of, then you gradually kind of move into theta. And then some people even talk about gamma. But you can't even do that if you're in beta. We know there's no healing happening. So the fact that tapping can simply actually start to shift our state into an alpha, then to a theta, that's where people start to manifest. That's where they start to create. And there's plenty of books written on theta healing. I had a theta healer on my podcast, actually. So that's pretty crazy. And that makes it really, I think, tangible. Anybody's listening, like, oh, that's how some of these things work. So that's really neat.
Yes, that's a huge thing. You mentioned theta healing, because when I studied theta healing, I realized why, for my life, the level of deep listening, it was so profound. I could know what was going on in someone's system, why they had the illness they had, where it came from in their lineage. Is it a physical, mental, emotional? Is there a food issue? Is there, you know, what is actually at cause? And hear the awareness, immediately know this is related to, you know, your dad, or this is related to something that happened when you were five, or this is related to another lifetime that we can actually access right now. It was very obvious to me. But when I studied theta healing, it became clear why. It's like, if you're listening at that very deep level, you're in a different brain state. You can let awareness in that goes beyond ordinary consciousness. Like, how could you know about my dad? We just met. You can let yourself know things in a deeper way. You let yourself know things that ordinary consciousness, of course, would never be able to access. And that's really the power of the brain. It's not a storage facility with like memories chunked in and, oh, I learned that somewhere. Let me be smart and tell you. It's actually a receptor. And am I receptive to like the thoughts and the information I studied in the books? Or could I be receptive to an intelligence that goes beyond just the Kim lifetime of what I've learned or studied, and a receptivity that goes into a higher realm of the I am that I am, to let in that higher intelligence? And it's not about being a show of like, well, I know all this stuff, let me show you. It's more about like what's really necessary for me to be shown right now that is pertinent to helping this person. So you could never do, if someone's like, yeah, prove it to me. It can't be used that way. It really is only from this service. You're in service, and there's a receptivity you can allow your brain to be in to function at a much higher level, you know, for yourself, for your own healing, or for someone that you love, or a client, and someone you're in service to.
Yeah. Wow. That's huge. And I was just thinking about, again, all the things you're talking about, just if you're an entrepreneur, because I know you work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and not just the chronically ill, but you can never, I mean, you just can't get into, if you want to make more money or you want to make more wealth, you'll never get any of that unless you enter these other states, from what I've seen. I mean, and I'm just basing it off, I mean, I think there's people that can outwork you every day of the week, but I just don't think it lasts long. What I've seen, the most successful, the people that are successful and happy doing it, and they just seem relaxed, they understand this at a very, very high level. So for you to help others, I think tap into that. That makes a lot of sense to me. And yeah. I can see why.
Well, that's like helpful. 10X is better, is 10X is easier than 2X concept Dan Sullivan writes about. And what is he talking about? He's talking about, you got to get into a different brain state, because you couldn't possibly power through a 10X growth. Like, maybe you could do 2X. I'm going to just like work harder, be more efficient. But to actually catapult at a meta level of 10X, you're like, I can't even conceive of that. Yeah, because it's a higher frequency brain state that would do that. You've got to let go of who you're being, who you think you are. A lot of the beliefs, right? Because as soon as you like loosen up your grip on those beliefs, you can access a higher brain state. And that's where like the whole new landscape of insight, intelligence, awareness, not only of like, oh, here's what will heal my body, but oh, here's how I could do my business different. And some very obvious thing pops in that is a 10X because it's such a foundational shift. So I think that's like what you're speaking to is can we operate on a different level that goes beyond the intelligence of what I already know? And that takes a lot of surrender and letting go.
Yeah, it does. And on that, I love that book. And it's funny. I see some of the great people there, they layer their concepts are tied into other great thinkers like Dispenza. He talks about having to go into the unknown to create that. And when I fixed my marriage and my relationship with my kids, I didn't know I was doing this, but I literally 10X my life because I started thinking different. My whole paradigm changed. I had to go into a different world. I destroyed the old Joel and became a new identity. And that's what a lot of these guys are talking about. And I didn't know I was doing that, which was neat. But when I read it afterwards, I go, oh, that's exactly what happened. That's why most people will never 10X their life because it's scary. You have to go all in. You have to do something unknown. But that's where the possibility is at. And that's the exciting part about it. So yeah, I love that.
It's the same with healing. You know, you're going to have this disease and not only does your life start to revolve around it and it becomes an identity of itself, like my chronic fatigue and I've got to be careful, but it also becomes, it's held in place by my own belief systems, who I think I am and what I think is possible in my relationships and everything I'm being is creating in my body that actually holds that energy from moving and releasing. And so it is a very intense thing because you're going to unwind that ball of energy and you're going to feel the stuff that you suppressed and your mind's like, no, this is bad. But you don't realize like I could take 10 breaths and move through this and it's gone forever. Or I could just get better at doubling down on suppression and powering my way through. And like 10 years, it's still there. It really does take courage to realize, wait, is this how it really works? Or let me trust a little more and let the body's wisdom do the work for you. And it will unwind what's at the core of the disease, what's at the core of your money problems, what's at the core of the relationship stuff. We've been through the same thing. So that courage, curiosity, and compassion is what creates that opening.
And just let's go back to me, because it's all about me. I'm just kidding. But that's what my mom used to tell me. But check it out. Here's really interesting too. You helped me learn about surrender. And I'm talking to you about a health issue in my toes. I guarantee that you see this happen all the time. The better that once my toe issue goes away and I learn this idea of surrender and acceptance, I bet I become a better business leader. I bet I become a better husband and a father. I bet my health improves and then I get better in my community. How often do you see that where it's like someone comes to you for something else and they're like, Kim, I didn't even know this, but like my entire life got better and I just came to you for this simple chronic illness.
100% of the time. And you know what's fascinating about it? The physical thing may be the last thing to let go because it's the core nidus generating your courage, compassion, your opening for all of those things. And then like, wow, my relationship with my kids changed. Wow, my whole, my business team, we had this one guy and like everybody he was working with in his business, he was a CEO. He's like, they're all noticing major changes in my demeanor. They started making more money. They started having like all kinds of different things happening. And then the physical stuff could be the last thing to let go, but it's kind of like a placeholder for you to continue to open and to open and to open. And you will see changes. Like you might immediately feel 2% lighter and just stay on the trajectory. Now, what happens, a lot of people are like, but the thing is still here, but it's not working. What you focus on expands. If you focus on where there is shifts and changes, you're going to amplify that. And 100% of the time, it will pertain to the physical, even if that's like the last thing to shift. It's like it's still serving a purpose to focus you into what's ready to let go. And I love that you said, it's all about me. because you've learned to let that be of service. Like, you're paying attention in here. You're noticing yourself. You're observing, and you're using that as like a case study that can be applicable to everyone. When I'm in this, you know, contracted state versus like, wow, when I let go, I'm noticing what happens, and you're letting that be of service to everyone. So I say, keep it up.
Yeah. Thank you. And also, it's funny. I love that you, I didn't know that you were going to tell me that about how the physical symptom is usually the last thing that we see.
Not always, but like, it can be one of the last things. Yeah.
I think that's just so important for anybody listening, because there's, you know, going through a crisis, sometimes it can take a while to push through. And we always ask ourselves, why me? Why me? When is it going to get better? Why do I always have these issues? And I think a big reframe for me, even in the last couple of years, is what else do I have to learn? What else is the universe, God, source, whatever you believe in? What are they showing me that I'm still not ready yet? I think I'm so evolved with the mitochondria and I'm so intelligent. But anytime I get these new setbacks, Kim, like my feet, for example, and you brought it to, thank you for bringing it to highlight. You've reminded me, like, what else do I have to learn? What else is there that I think I know, but I probably don't know? And so that's exciting, because that's possibility again.
And that's where the 10X comes. It's like, we should be excited about those nuggets that feel so contracted and so painful and so like, oh, it's really getting my biggest trigger, because now I can breathe in that moment and move my biggest trigger in a way I may never have accessed so fully before.
Yeah. Talk to me about what's new and exciting. I know you have a year-long program that you're launching in the next month that people can register for. And you do this all the time. And we've talked about just some of the examples and testimonials and the growth that people are coming in. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people with chronic autoimmune. But talk to people about that and just what it looks like.
So we have found that this process of changing the brain, you know, I used to work with people over a few months and they'd have like major shifts and changes. And they would tell me like, whoa, I feel like I'm just on the brink of even more significant things. So we started extending this out to support people over a longer period of time to really implement this. You're shifting your brain, you're shifting your frequency, you're literally expanding your whole concept of who you really are and expanding that container of who you are to hold space for this massive amount of power. Most people are accessing like a tiny fraction of their creative power. And then you feel like this longing, because what you really want to create is just so big. And then, oh, I guess I can't have it. So you just live in this suppression. But when we started working with people, we would find like major shifts and changes in their kids, like because their energy changed. My kid's not having night terrors anymore, or my 16-year-old is talking to me and coming to me about challenges instead of slamming the door. Changes in their money, changes in their businesses. And then, yeah, major changes in their physical and in their health, labs changing, you know, disease complex resolving. So it began to be more about their life, their mental, emotional, their personal power, as more and more people found this work. A lot of people who've been through like a major health challenge that like your life revolves around and it changes you and it like kind of shatters you in a way, have found that when they receive the gift, like everything in their life changed in incredible ways. And like, maybe they start doing a whole different business that they never even imagined they would do before. It just opens who they are to a whole other dimension. So they're like naturally inclined to, yeah, I'm not going to sit at this desk and running the machine. Like, I have a vision now and I'm so energized to create that. So embracing health is more about like embracing what you are, embracing what's coming up and the challenge, because it gets transmuted in your system. It's not, let's fix your disease or let's make this thing go away. Your power is so much bigger than that. So in this year-long process, we do the healing work. I can do the hot seats in our calls that we do each month. And there's like two or three people, but every single person on the call feels the frequency, benefits from exactly what we're shifting, and they'll radically witness their lives changing. So that's really how I've created the course now. It's evolved through the years and gotten better and better. We have people sharing in our Mind Body Miracles series, like what was their experience with this, major diseases healing, major things changing in their life, and what was it actually like to embrace this, because it's a little bit foreign to some people to understand you're that powerful. And how do you 10X? How do you cultivate that level of power? How do you get into a different mind? You can't increase your frequency because you're trying to get somewhere and you're actually suppressing where you are. So keep trying to do that and you'll feel like, okay, I get it. I can't, but you can open to allow the shift in frequency to happen. And just becoming more aware and willingly observing what's here now, not changing it, is a higher frequency state versus suppressing it or I've got to fix it and all the tension that goes along with that. So the world, we each have so much more power than we've imagined. And when you access that, it's extraordinary what happens. So that's the course. We're doing a workshop to bring people into this understanding. What is this about? How does your energy body work? And getting clear on your vision. Like, well, if this was worth it to go through this big, massive challenge, what would be on the other side that would have me jumping up and down that I did move through this? That's a really important aspect of it as well. And so in the workshop, we'll introduce this more fully and bring you into some exercises to experience it.
When's the workshop? And is it like a 3-day boot camp that you're doing? Is it just one day for a couple hours? What does that look like?
It's 2-hour, May 16th, at I think it's 11 a.m. Mountain Time on May 16th. That's going to be like a guided journey into, it's noon Mountain Time. It's going to be a guided journey into this work with some exercises and things you can implement right away. So it'd be easy for people to either be there live, which would be the best, but also just get the recording and do it on your own to begin to awaken that energy within you.
And then again, I have kind of alluded to that because I've seen a lot of the people you work with, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of go-getters, because I think like me talking to you today about all my issues. And then a lot of people with chronic illness, but that's not necessarily always, you work with everybody and anybody. Is that right?
Yeah. Most of the people that we've worked with, a lot of them had anxiety or just overwhelm, living in chronic overwhelm, and weren't able to like create, cultivate, manage what they really wanted, whether it was like external stuff. You know, it's always about the inner. I want to feel fulfilled. I want to feel expressed. I want to feel a sense of worth. And that's why we want the external things. But when we activate that inner, those things can show up. We are here to create, and what's on your heart is calling you. And so for people who are just even listening to that yearning and like, but it's impossible, or they're trying to max out on their own energy and like, it's never going to get you there. This is really for people who just are ready for a way more expanded life.
Yeah, really cool. And then how are you, and I mean, not to give it all away, I know you're going to talk more about this, but what is like the tempo? Do people, is it like monthly group calls or weekly? What do people do in that 1-year program?
The monthly group calls with me, where we do the deep integrative work, are where we do those hot seat calls and everyone's there witnessing the energy and receiving. There's a course I bring you through to work with your own energy body and become more adept with this. And so each month there's an EFT tapping segment to integrate the theme of what we're integrating that month, the work we're doing that month. There's a big piece around like getting your energy back. So we don't realize how much we've given energy to other people or like authorities or our own belief system of like, well, I know I can't do this, but maybe I can get away with that. And you're like, no, we're going to erase all of that and get your power back into your core. And it's going to show you what's really possible. So there's exercises I bring you through, tapping sessions, video training. So you start to learn a little more of this. And then there's an audio each month you use to repattern your own brain, your own neural programming, and let your system be entrained to that deeper space where you are receptive. It's really about being your own healer. And if you're receptive, the wisdom comes through you. The breath of life comes through you. You let it do the work on you. So yeah, we do it monthly. There are mentors in the group as well. So there is a weekly check-in where you have a Q&A and interact with the group and the community and really receive from these people who've done the work themselves and been in the same seat that you're in to really assist you in embodying this for yourself.
That's so good. And then, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned repatterning, and I meant to bring this up earlier because you can't repattern, correct me if I'm wrong. When you repattern, we're doing it at a subconscious level. Well, you got to enter theta to do that, from my understanding. Isn't that right? You can't do it from beta.
When we enter those slower brainwave states, this is really powerful with heart math. They understand and they've shown scientifically your heart is the most powerful electromagnetic center in your body. And I was doing this for years and years and years before I learned about like theta healing, heart math. Your neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to morph and change, is dramatically enhanced when you're in theta, when you're in the heart, like breathing into the heart. Just bring your awareness to your heart, breathe in and out. It shifts your brain state and it shifts your neurology. And that's what allows a very quick, rapid repatterning versus I got to change my brain. I'm trying hard. It's not working. You're like trying to reboot the computer while you're still running the program. And that cannot be done.
Yeah. Really cool. Thanks for sharing that. And then also, if when people are on these once a month calls, and I'm just thinking they might be thinking to themselves, yeah, but I don't have the same problem as this woman with multiple sclerosis. Like, I have a problem making not enough money. I'm curious though, how often do you see all these problems correlate? And that's why people are getting amazing results within the group, because your problem just manifested differently as MS. But it's the same issue, a money issue, maybe. It's just manifested different for you. And so when you see the healings and you're around the energy and the vibe and the healing, guess what? Everybody gets better. Is that right?
It's fascinating every single time. Like, you've got like blue toes and then this other person has, I don't know, stage 4 cancer, and the other person has, I just can't make my money work. The core roots of what keep us in that disconnection, so the power isn't coming through us to manifest and heal the body and create your life, they're the same things over and over. And it's like a collective thing. We're shifting on a collective level. And so many people will say, oh my God, this was exactly the energy that shifted in me and allowed the unwinding of my particular specific flavor of how it's showing up. Because energetically, like, we are so much more connected and so much in this like collective consciousness of our powers outside ourselves. Our worth is conditional and based on externals, that, you know, our achievements, and that those are like the biggest things that keep us blocked or not knowing like our worth is intrinsic. It's unconditional. It's 100% within us. We can access it anytime. And then just like letting our system, our body, be repatterned to handle that and know that and channel that, so we live a whole different life.
Yeah. So, so cool. I wanted to ask you just briefly, I had an expert on EMFs on the show recently, and he was talking about,
and like, wow, where I was in this foundational disconnection with myself, trying to overcome, and I'm not going to let it hold me down. But you're actually leaving part of yourself behind versus realizing, wait a minute, this is happening for me. What could I receive that's going to like dynamically enhance everything I'm going for? You got to get back here. You got to be in the body, not like forward ahead of yourself. This is your greatest point of power. So I would think a lot of people listening may have already started to get how universal this work is.
That's so good. That reminds me too of last time we were talking about how you said a lot of times your energy will be forward. And I think you said you got to bring it back, Joel. And it was like in front of you, you're in front of yourself. You got to bring it back in the center. I think that's what we talked about last time.
Yeah, you can just see it actually coming back into you. If you imagine like 6 feet or 3 feet in front of you and just like pull your energy back here, you can tap on your heart and tell your body, it's okay for all of my energy to be right here, right now in my body. And you get your power back. And that changes everything, your brain function, your physiology, something as simple as that. But the sensitivity of like, oh, I can feel where my energy is, or I can feel the quality of my energy right now. Like, well, I'm kind of a low vibe. I'm actually like a little scattered versus like, oh, I feel aligned. And this is so different from where most people are functioning from, where you ask them how they are and they're like, I'm good. I'm moving and grooving. It's all great. And you can feel the disconnection. Like, sounds good, but how grounded is that? How much power is behind that? And as a doctor, my greatest power was in my own embodiment. If someone walks in the room and feels healing happen, that's to the degree that I'm meeting my pain and my fear and my shame. And I'm in a space of love with myself that I am here. I'm not going anywhere. There's power here. The more we do that, that's if you're working as an entrepreneur, like it's going to dynamically increase the effect you have on people. I had a sweet guy that I know in town. He's a leader and in a big leadership role. And I knew he was dealing with some challenges. And I said, how are you doing? And yeah, I know we haven't talked in a while. How's everything, you know, going for you? And he just immediately went, oh my God, I'm really suffering. I'm really struggling. I'm in so much pain. This and this problem hasn't been getting better. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. And he's like, I'm really having a hard time. And it was beautiful. And I gave him a hug and we talked about some possibilities of looking into things. And later on, he texted me and he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I laid that on you. I don't even know why I went there. I never talk about that. I'm always positive and I don't usually, you know, say those things. And it was like, no, the truth will set you free. And if I'm walking around with an open heart, it invites you to open your heart. And how powerful is it to say, wow, I'm really suffering? That's not the same as, let me tell you my plight. I'm in so much trouble. It's not the same. And that's why people don't want to go there. They don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be a graspy taker. So I'm just going to like, I'm good. But you put ice cream on top of poop versus like, how can I be authentic, own 100% of my experience, but share the truth in a way that lets the energy release, because that was a healing exchange. So, I mean, that's really the difference of when you get your power back here, it's going to be a whole different show.
I love that you said that, because that was exactly our first 15 minutes before the podcast started. I wasn't trying to bore you with my plight or my problems. You asked me like, why are your hands blue? And I just simply told you. But I got so much clarity and just like such a drop. And it made such a big shift just for me. And like, seriously, this isn't to promote you. Like, I really did feel, I was disconnected and you like brought me back into reality. And I really appreciate that. And the other thing is, one of the greatest successes I've had in my marriage over the last 2 years is doing exactly what you said. And as men, I've put up armor to not admit my failures or defeats, or that maybe I don't have it all figured out, because my wife doesn't need to know that. And some of our greatest growth and 10X moments have been me sharing some of these things I don't want to admit. And yeah. Some people would call this vulnerability, which is like all the rage right now, but it's not vulnerability. It's just communicating and being real and being truthful and being connected. So I love that you said that, and that you're seeing massive healing from people when they do this. And they...
Well, the truth will set you free. That's what you're doing, is you're using honest communication, and that's what heals us. But it's a matter of like, how do I get honest with myself? Because most people are like, no, I really do feel good. I don't notice anything. And they're numb. So sometimes it takes a crisis to let us actually open up and go deeper. But it's so fascinating you're saying all this about relationship, because my husband and I have had the same journey, and he has had to be like, vulnerable, open, honest with himself, see things he didn't notice before, where he's like, and it's so easy for men to just go, well, these women are crazy, because women are so intuitive and so connected with their emotions and so a lot of awareness energetically of like, yeah, this guy's got his head up his butt. And the guy's like, no, really, I know what I'm doing. And you don't know, you're not purposely doing that. You just have learned to disconnect from what's really happening. And so, yeah, to have an amazing relationship, what will it take? You got to be connected with yourself. Good for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Kim. All right. I want to wrap it up. I know we're getting almost to the end of the hour. Let people know. I mean, this was fascinating. I mean, if anybody is listening to this, like you can just see, like, I think there's a lot of aha moments that we just stacked in here. And so if you want to work with Kim and her team for a year, definitely go check out the webinar on May 16th. But if people just want to learn more about you, Kim, and everything that you're up to and all your other different programs and courses, your book, where can they find you, learn more about you on social or just your website? And then that upcoming webinar, remind them the date and time.
My site is drkimd.com and the workshop is at drkimd.com/workshop. And all of my programs and stuff are on the, you know, my website, drkimd.com. I do a weekly broadcast called Mind Body TV. That's on my YouTube channel, Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm on Instagram. So we've shared a lot everywhere. But that would probably be a great introduction for people in the work who are ready to go forward and really activate something at drkimd.com/workshop. So you can register for that. It will be recorded. If you want to view it with the recording, that's absolutely fine. The year-long program is at drkimd.com/health for the Embracing Health program. And even just learning, like reading the page and feeling into like, what is this, is going to create shifts in your system to begin to perceive at a higher level of what's possible.
Yeah. So good. Dr. Kim DeRamo, thanks for being on the show again. We appreciate you so much.
And I love you. Let's do a round three. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure and an honor. And I know it was such a joy.